Let us listen to a portion of John 14. Christ, Jesus, answered and saith unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode within him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And now I go away, and come again unto you. If you love me, rejoice, because I go unto the Father, and my Father is greater than I. And this is, of course, the Christ of your being speaking unto you. And the Christ is telling you that because you live by this inner word, the Father and Christ abide within you. And this is not Jesus' words, but the Father speaking. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, the Father sends, and he teaches you all things. And it begins with peace. I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. And in Joel's words, my peace, the peace of Christ. More healings have been brought about through absolute silence than through all the arguments metaphysicians have thought up in the whole history of the world. When you are called upon for help, or when you are confronted with a problem, sit down and find this peace. Think no thoughts, just sit and wait. Wait. Be patient and wait for the peace of the inner Christ to descend upon you. In that moment of peace, without a single word, you will bear witness to healing. This is the fulfillment of the Father's word, that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, he gives unto you, not as the world giveth, not a temporary dispensation, but a forever dispensation. I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For the Father's will is being done in you as you receive this inner peace. If you wait upon the Lord, if you stop and just be still, there will come this second of peace which enters your being. There will come this inner movement of the promise of the Holy Ghost. There will come the inner movement of I, the Comforter. And the peace descends and appears outwardly as harmony of mind, body, harmony of pocketbook, harmony of relationships. These are the ways that the mind interprets this peace back to you. But the peace is the Comforter promised from the Father's lips to your inner ear. And listen again to Joel. Learn to sit down and relax. Whether the appearance is sin, disease, death, or unemployment, whether or not it is serious, you sit down and relax. Do not try to handle it. Do not try to work on it. Do not try to treat it. Sit back or stop. In silence, create a vacuum for God, for the Christ, for the Comforter to rush in. Sit down. Relinquish thought. Christ is the healer. The essence of the whole work we are doing is God is. God is. So let God work in and through us to its own end and its own creation. Instead of continuing to use the words God, 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 let the actual realization of God do the work. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. We must stop all futile efforts of taking thought. The human mind is not the Christ. For many years, mental efforts have been tried. But my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Comforter. What good, then, is all this thinking that we have been doing? The human mind plays no part in any healing. The only factor in spiritual healing is the Christ. My peace does the healing. In that quiet, in that stillness, in that peace, the peace of God, the power of God, is made manifest. It does the work. And you are a witness. You will find more healings take place through a smile, a simple recognition of the presence as it descends upon you, than will ever take place through any mental strivings, and the healings will be purer, sweeter, and more lasting, because they will be the descent of the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Christ itself, coming into consciousness and dispelling the appearance of the senses. And to drive the point home, Joel says, we should not go on for the next 10 years as we have been doing up to now, just talking about God. The time has now come when we must experience God. The time has now come when we must experience that inner presence, that Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Let us not pass lightly over this part of the teaching, because it is the most important part of it all. We must see God while we are yet in the flesh, and that means you and me individually, here and now, without waiting to die. We must experience God through our periods of silence, our periods of peace. When you sit down and you contemplate the statement, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, the peace that passeth understanding, let yourself be enveloped with that peace, and you will find the presence of God in that peace. And in that presence of God you will find power, joy, dominion, healing, not only for you, but for all those who have brought themselves to your consciousness. Do you see the importance of this inner peace? And do you see that this inner peace is not just sitting there calmly with your thoughts slowly going by? No, this peace that I leave with you, this peace that I give unto you, is the Comforter itself. It's the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And these words are not mine, but the Father's. It is said, if you wait upon the Lord, you shall mount up as with wings of eagles. This means that if you find your inner center and stand still and wait upon the Lord, that this inner peace shall descend into your being, or not really descend, but flow forth into your being, so that this presence and your presence become one, so that this presence and the Father's presence are one. And this promise is true. We will come unto him and make our abode within him. Now, you know, in the Kailua study series, particularly in the chapter 10, Joel admonishes us to wait. And he tells his own experience, how he discovered this. He says, this is a difficult thing to achieve, that is, this waiting, this silence, this receptivity, and finally experience of my peace, the presence. If it weren't so difficult, the whole world would have it by now. It is very difficult to achieve. He says, you may have to go through months and months, as I did. Months and months, and finally years of 8 to 10 to 12 to 20 meditations a day, until finally it came forth. I have told classes that it took me 8 months of 5 to 8 meditations a day before I received the very first click or release into that peace. 8 months of day and night work. And all I had was a conviction, if I can touch the center of God, which is within myself, that will release it into expression. And it will then take hold of not only my life, but my life work, my practice, my patience. Well, he said the first one wasn't even a second of realization. I don't know how to measure it when you measure under a second. But it was less than a second of that feeling of peace. And it was another week before the second one came, and many days before the third one, another week before the fourth one. Gradually, it happened twice in one day, a whole 24 hours, 8 to 12 to 20 meditations, and I only felt it once, and then finally twice in one day. And then one day it seemed to last for an eternity, which certainly was far less than even a minute, and so on. Gradually, it took over, and probably 3 more years went by before I knew that it was possible to get up at 4 in the morning, and sometime between 4 and 8 it would happen. Some days it took 5 minutes, and some days it took the whole 4 hours. But never after that did I leave my home until it happened. And what is this it? The Comforter, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send, he shall teach you all things. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. This Comforter happened. This peace came. This presence was felt. And it is, again, well, I love his words so much, I'm going to read them again, because nothing says it better than this. What did he discover? He discovered more healings have been brought about through absolute silence than through all the arguments metaphysicians have thought up in the whole history of the world. Think no thoughts. Sit and wait. Wait. Be patient and wait for this peace of the Christ to descend upon you. In that moment of peace, without a word, you will witness healing. How many times has Joel told us he's not a healer? He has no idea how to heal something. But he does know how to wait. He knows how to stop. He knows how to listen. He knows how to receive the Holy Spirit. And then he simply witnesses what it appears as. I do know that there is a center of our being, which is God. And it is like a deep well of contentment, a deep well of silence, a deep pool of silent spirit. And when you are at that center, it is quiet and peaceful, because it is heaven. And so now he has told us for all time where to locate heaven. And it is out of that deep well of contentment, out of that deep peace, that inner peace, my peace, that healings flow. Supplies, employments, harmonies, joys, they flow out from it. Then those who have tuned in by asking for help, they get the benefit of it. And then he points out something very important. You may think, because you have an intellectual understanding of meditation, that you have found the way. And he will tell you plainly, you have not. Meditation, he says, is the way, but do not get fooled. Meditation is only a way to achieve the way. Meditation is not the way. Meditation is the way to achieve the way. And if you take that into meditation and you rest back in it, of course the answer comes, I am the way. My peace. So he says, meditation is only a way to achieve the way. The way is contact. Contact. If your meditation does not result in this contact, in this deep peace, then you won't find the way. Meditation in and of itself is not the way. It's only a way of achieving an inner silence to make the contact. But when the contact is made, then you have discovered the way. Meditation is the way to get back into ourselves until we reach that deep well, until we reach that center of peace, which is God. And where we, then, as individuals, disappear. Then only do we understand Paul. I live, yet not I, because that I now disappears in this deep inner peace. One by one, our students are attaining a measure of ability to touch that center in their own being and get a response. And in time, all will have it. So, peace, my peace, must be received within your own being. And these are the words of the Father. And then you have received the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, which will teach you all things and appear as harmony. And so, of course, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The answer is not in some statement of truth that you have to frantically look up in a book. The answer is not in some talk you heard last year or the year before. The answer is not in something that Joel said or Jesus said or Herb said. The answer is that peace at the center of your being, which you receive if you're willing to practice like Joel did, like I did, like many others have, several times a day, meditation without words or thoughts. Joel says it's okay to take one statement of truth so long as it doesn't have anything to do with the problem that's confronting you or the appearance. But I say it's too easy to get into a long train of thought about that statement of truth. It's not easy to just say, God is, and stop. The mind then wants to expound on God is present, God is the only being, God is life, blah, blah, blah. And it becomes a mental exercise. But remember, truth is not a mental activity, and my peace is not a mental activity. And so that is not the way. The way is entering meditation with no thought, no words, just resting, finding that center where my peace can come upon you. And then let that peace, which is the Holy Ghost, let that live itself. This is Christ on earth. Yes, the Comforter will teach you all things, not by speaking to your mind, but by living itself as you bear witness and say within yourself, aha, now I know what Joel meant. Now I know what Jesus meant. I know now what Herb meant. Aha, I see. I see. Before I was blind, but now I bear witness. That is the type of knowing that this inner peace will give you. When we last gave classes out in California, that was something that came to me, Joel's statement or his question, how would you heal without a mind? And that's like one of those cones, like the sound of one hand clapping. It's exactly the same. Something to be taken into meditation and let the Spirit itself reveal the answer. How do you heal? How would you heal without a mind? This is how we must learn to have these inner seconds. And if we are advanced inner minutes, maybe even hours, maybe even days, this is how we must function. Over and over, Joel tells us, be a beholder, become a beholder, be a witness, bear witness. Stand a little to one side. And now, how would you heal without a mind? Well, how would you live without a mind? This is what you must learn to do. This is dying. Silence is God in action. Therefore, when a problem confronts you, whether your own or another's, sit down, find that silence, and let the solution appear. It may be true that you cannot ever get away from the presence of God, but you will never benefit by it. You benefit only in the degree that peace descends upon you. Let that peace permeate your whole being. And when you have accomplished that, then sit with the listening attitude. Watch the light dispel the darkness. You are a witness watching. A witness watching. We read in John, says Joel, Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God. He hath seen the Father. And there is the crux of the whole matter. No mortal, nor any human being, nor any human mind can see God or know God. Only the Son of God, Christ consciousness of you and of me, can ever witness and behold the presence of God. In other words, it's not our human mentality which will ever know God. Never with the human mind shall we see or know or understand God. But the Son of God, Christ consciousness, our spiritual sense, that inner peace, can behold God. And so when you enter that inner peace and that peace descends upon you, you are the Christ, and the Christ can witness God. The Christ can witness the Father. The Christ, when you are in that inner peace, you are the temple, not made with hands. And so Joel says, that was John's vision of the Christ, his vision of heaven, while yet here on earth. While he was right here, walking and talking and moving about among people, he saw what no human brain or no human eye can ever see. He saw the temple not made with hands. He saw the spiritual universe, the spiritual body. That is what you will behold when, instead of taking thought, you become a state of inner peace. Imagine, he says, saying to the human mind when it is still and doing nothing, only when it is still and doing nothing, great and wondrous works of healing can be accomplished. That's an insult to the human mind. That is the personality that does not want to die or step aside and allow this peace to live itself. No, it would rather have the opposites of good and bad and a whole lifetime of frantically trying to change the bad into the good and spinning those plates and having them wobble and fall to the ground because it can't keep up with everything. Coming to the end of its time and finding that it accomplished nothing. It is the silence, the peace, that really does the work. There is a spirit, a peace in man which can lift him up and guide him. That's Joel speaking. That is the secret of the Master Christ. My peace passeth all understanding, and that peace is power. And if you feel like it someday, ask within, what is that power that comes out of that deep peace? You will not get an answer by reasoning it through. Oh, if you do get an answer by reasoning it out, it will be clouds without rain. It will be nothing. But if you get the answer from that peace itself, revealing what its power is, then shall healing burst forth as the blossoms are bursting forth on the trees around here right now. Joel says, beginning today at this very moment, remember it is your consciousness that does the work. It is your own individual consciousness when your consciousness is imbued with silence and peace. All you have to do, and all you will ever be called upon to do, is to achieve my peace, or to receive my peace. There is one thing that you must practice and achieve, and that is a state of peace within your own consciousness, coupled with the realization that it is your own consciousness which is the healing Christ. Now, of course, it's not your consciousness when it's a human consciousness dealing with good and evil and the pairs of opposites. It is your consciousness when it is resting in one, in the one infinite consciousness, in the one ocean of peace. All that the Christ consciousness is your individual consciousness when you no longer fear, hate, or love error of any name or nature. Now that's wonderful. That's something to contemplate and meditate upon for weeks, if not months. All that the Christ consciousness is your individual consciousness when you no longer fear, hate, or love error of any name or nature. Yes, if you can understand how if you hate an appearance of error, you can understand how you are hypnotized, focused on that error, and freedom will only come when you awaken. And you can understand how when you fear something, it is the same effect. You are focused and hypnotized, seeing something to be afraid of, and you need to awaken. And perhaps now you are understanding that when you love something or someone of itself, without seeing the invisible of that something, then you are again hypnotized. And it's so beautiful. And she's so lovely. And he's so handsome. And if only I had that. If only I could live there. Then you are hypnotized, and the only thing that can set you free is when you awaken and shake that off. Oh, wow. Now I see. And the only thing that can awaken you is the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Father, my peace. And so what is the power of my peace? Well, one of the things my peace can do is awaken. Awake, thou that sleepest. Awake, and I, my peace, shall give you life. And the time is coming, and now is, when all those that are in the graves shall hear my voice, the voice of the Comforter, the voice of my peace. And when you hear that voice, you arise out of the tomb of hypnotism, out of the tomb of mortality, into the consciousness of my peace, where you bear witness to peace flowing forth. This is dying to mortality and awakening to sonship. that is, the Father, preparing a place for you. This is awakening to that inner peace which was given to you way, way, way back before the world was, but which you are only now coming into awareness of. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see? Don't be hypnotized. Don't be afraid. Don't hate. Don't love something in and of itself. You're being called to a higher level of life, a higher plane, as we have said repeatedly, above the sense world is a universe of spirit governed by love. Would you like to come up here into this higher realm? Well, it takes place right where you are. It's an inner transformation by the renewing of your mind. And your mind is renewed not by thoughts of truth, well, not by thoughts at all, but by my spirit, by the Comforter, by my peace. My peace floods your being in a moment ye think not. I, my peace, am come. I flood your being. You feel the peace. You're released from mortality. And you rest and bear witness. You are in a realm, a state of consciousness governed by love, peopled with children of God, and you are the child of God, the living Christ. And these words are not mine, says Jesus, but the Father's, which sent me. And so the Father speaks unto you and says, you have been away as a prodigal, but now you are returning. And all this I give unto you. All that I have is thine. Let us be still for a moment and feel that inner peace. Let us take no thought, and let us not strive. Let us not try to relax. Let us just stop. Yes, in the world ye shall have tribulation. So step out of the world and be of good cheer, for I, my peace within you, have overcome the world. And now Be still. Bear witness. Behold, I am come. Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not known me? I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, and we abide within you. Only stop. Let us listen to what this inner peace, this inner Christ, this inner silence says to you. Are you listening? Then know this. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch, every individual in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now that you understand this peace, Christ within you says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So abide in me, and let me abide in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I within you, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them unto the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. And so this inner peace, this Comforter, this Holy Spirit, says that you glorify the Father. The Father is glorified when you bear much fruit. And not only that, when that happens, when it flows forth from that inner peace, then you are a disciple. And it says, as the Father hath loved me, so I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And you see here, this is the inner peace, the inner well of contentment, the inner silence of your being saying to you, if you really love Well, you will lay down your mortality so that this presence can flow forth to your friends and enemies and anyone who touches your consciousness. Says the sinner Christ, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. And henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I call you friends, for all things that I have heard of the Father I make known unto you. Remember, the Comforter teaches you all things. Yes, all things that this Comforter knows of the Father in your silence, in your state of inner peace, you bear witness, and they are made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. And so this inner presence is telling you that it has chosen you, that your time has come to die, that your time has come to stop, and that the time has come to bear witness to I, Christ, to my peace. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love its own, but because you also are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they keep my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. You see, all you have to do is try to convince the world to resist not evil, and you will see more persecution than you can believe possible. They do not want this way of life. And so we learn to keep our finger on our lips until someone is asking sincerely. Finally, down here he says, when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. And there it is. The Comforter will come. My peace will come from the Father, even the Spirit, which comes from the Father. And ye shall bear witness. And that's the whole infinite way. But remember, meditation is not the way. Meditation is the way to the way. If you practice like Joel many times during the day and night, 8, 10, 12, 20 times over several weeks or months, and you are sincere, through your contemplating truth, and more importantly, through your standing still, and just stopping through your silence, you can feel, have the awareness, bear witness to my peace. And my peace, when you experience that second, that minute of my peace, you are standing in Christ, and Christ can see God face to face. Christ can bear witness. And so choose ye this day whom you will be. Will you be little Timmy, or little Jane, or little Susan? Will you step out of mortality and experience the living Christ? God or Mammon, who will you follow? And so we will end on that beautiful statement of John's. Speaking, writing as the Christ, as he heard the Christ. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For I have come that you might have life, invisible, more abundantly. Peace.